This is Earth and Sky. Rainstorms often become thunderstorms with lightning, hail, or even tornadoes.
But scientists aren't sure why one rainstorm remains harmless while another becomes dangerous. Scientists normally study storms by setting up measuring tools on the ground. In that case, they have to wait for a storm to come to them. Some aircraft can fly through storms, but typically they can't observe a storm for more than a few minutes.
Last storm season, in August of 2002, scientists at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center conducted an experiment using an unmanned aircraft to study storms in a more sustained way. The craft measured air currents and electrical and magnetic changes in storms over Florida's Everglades. Scientists remotely controlled the plane and made it fly above the storms for several hours, a feat too dangerous for a piloted plane. Steve Goodman is an atmospheric scientist who helped predict when and where thunderstorms might emerge, and so where to send the unmanned craft.
There has been discussion over the last few years as these unmanned aerial vehicles can have longer and longer operation times to, say, follow a nascent hurricane forming off the west coast of Africa and actually staying on it and following it all the way to the United States when it makes landfall. I guess that's the dream that the scientists have right now.
For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.